Stock, this is a trading on David Evans. EVANS, Evans David, DAVID. Date of birth is 12/2/1962. Date of visit is 10/31/23. Date of visit. Please make a copy for Terry Gilliard, APRN. Gilliard is GILYARD, Gilliard. Terry, TERRY. Gilliard, G as in George. Date of birth, I'm sorry, the next paragraph. Dear Terry, thank you for sending David Evans for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 60-year-old male with a history of ascites, liver cirrhosis, history of COPD, and a history of chronic pancreatitis. Had recently been sent for a chest CT on 7/3/23. The patient has had diabetes and has had hypertension and has been scheduled to have a paracentesis due to increasing abdominal distension from ascites as well as shortness of breath with activity. Period. The patient's chest CT on 7/3/23 showed a 3 millimeter solid nodule in the right apex and a 5 millimeter solid nodule in the right lung base and a 4 millimeter nodule in the left lingular and a 4 millimeter solid nodule in the left lung base. Follow-up was suggested. There was evidence of emphysema. The patient has gained weight. He has some leg edema. He has apnea and restlessness. He is not on any home oxygen. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of appendectomy and cholecystectomy, and as well as previous history of pancreatic insufficiency and chronic pancreatitis and diabetes mellitus. The patient has restless leg syndrome and insomnia and has vertebral disc disease and peripheral neuropathy. He has hyperlipidemia and depression. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years and trying to quit. Alcohol use for almost 40 years and has quit. Next, family history. Both parents are alive and mother has has a history of diabetes. Next paragraph, medalist included aspirin one daily, metrazepine 15 milligrams HS, metformin 500 milligrams BID, glimepiride 2 milligrams a day, duloxetine 60 milligrams daily, gabapentin 600 milligrams TID, hydroxyzine 25 milligrams BID, ropinirole 4 milligrams BID, and meloxicam 15 milligrams a day, Seroquel 200 milligrams daily, tamsulosin. Milligrams daily, and tadalafil 10 milligrams a day, trazodone 100 milligrams BID. And glargine insulin 30 units a day. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has gained weight and has fatigue. He has no glaucoma, cataracts. He has frequent sore throat, dizziness. He has abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, and has diarrhea and constipation. Also has shortness of breath, wheezing. Then has chest pains or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. He has anxiety attacks and depression. And has easy bruising. Then has seizures or headaches, but has numbness of the extremities and neuropathy. And no memory loss. He has itchy skin. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obviously built middle-aged white male. Oh, can you please mention in the allergy section? Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, physical exam. This middle-aged white male, no acute distress. Palate noted. And no lymphadenopathy, there's mild peripheral edema, no clubbing, blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse 105, respiration 20, temperature 97.8, weight is 162, saturation 97, room air. HGND norms, phallic pupils react unequal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat is clear. Next supple, no bruise, mild venous distension while sitting upright. Tracheal midline, no thyroid enlargement. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions and breath sounds diminished at the bases. Scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2. No murmur. Abdomen is soft and protuberant with ascites. And liver edge felt below the cost margin. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, edema 1 plus with decreased buffer pulses. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor reference. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Patient number one is COPD. Number two is chronic pancreatitis. Number three is cirrhosis with ascites. Number four, bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. And number five, nicotine dependency, and next paragraph, plan patient, number six is diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to got a complete pulmonary function study, CBC complete metabolic profile, and a CAT scan of the chest without contrast. He was advised to quit smoking and use nicotine patch. He was placed on Spiriva Respimat 2 puffs a day, 2.5 micrograms. Ventolin inhaler 2 puffs QIDPRN. I advised to come in for a follow-up approximately 4 weeks. I think it was his consultation. Copy for Terry Gilliard, G-I-L-Y-A-R-D, APRN. Thank you.